Truck 11, David Clayton Meets. David Clayton always manages to make his time in television sound great fun, doesn't he? And this memory of his is no exception. Take it away, David.
You know those things that happen in life when suddenly what happens pulls you up and makes you think, goodness, was it that long ago? Well, it happened to me because it was a couple of months back, EastEnders, the soap opera, celebrated its 40th anniversary. So it started in February 1985, and I know that because I did what's called the continuity announcement into the very first EastEnders. Continuity, just to put you in the picture, used to be done by people what we call in vision. So an announcer would come up, usually in evening dress in the early days, especially the women, and announce the next programme. Gradually on the BBC, the announcer disappeared behind various symbols. And the one I was disappearing behind at BBC East was that famous globe. Now, do you remember it? It was yellow with a blue background with a curved mirror behind it. And underneath it said BBC One, and in our case said BBC One East. I hate to disappoint you. It was not yellow, or the countries of the world weren't yellow, and it certainly wasn't blue, the rest of the image. Oh, no. It was the size of a tennis ball, was this little globe going round and round, pointed at by a camera, illuminated inside, and by electronic wizardry turned into blue and yellow. Mind you, if you saw it, you wouldn't think it was that spectacular, but it's wonderful what television can do. So I was speaking behind that image and announcing the very first EastEnders. I suppose that's quite a thrill, but it did tell me that, oh my goodness, it was 40 years ago. And it reminded me of a funny story, because my son was born in the middle of 1983, and by the time EastEnders was on, he'd sit on his little chair in front of the television eating his tea, and he'd just sort of learned, or was learning, to speak. So whenever the globe came up and my voice was behind it, my wife would go, "Daddy!" And then my voice would appear and he would hear it, one assumes, and go, "Oh, that's my daddy." Well, I didn't know this. One night when I wasn't on duty, I was sitting at home. He was in front of the television having his tea, and I was sitting behind him. So I think he'd probably forgotten I was there. I don't know. Anyway, up came the globe. I wasn't there. I was at home. Some other announcer was doing it, so it wasn't my voice. And immediately he put down his spoon and jelly, pointed at the television and went, "Daddy." And I went, "Pardon?" I was sitting behind him. So he thought the word for the BBC globe was daddy. Never mind. I did continuity off screen for quite a while at BBC East, as well as on screen doing Look East. And the other funny thing about that continuity shift was at the end of the night, you would have to read the news, I think out of vision, and do a good night message to all the listeners in East Anglia, and then play the national anthem. And the national anthem was played on a, what's called a cartridge. It's a continuous loop of tape. You'd put it in a machine and you'd say probably, "Well, thank you very much for watching BBC East tonight. Now it's time to say good night." There'd be a slight pause and then you'd hear that rolling drum beat and the national anthem would play. Once the actual cartridge with the national anthem on it was lost. Somebody put it somewhere. They couldn't find it. So they couldn't play the national anthem one night. Great consternation. So there was always one cartridge with the national anthem on and another one, which was labelled Spare Queen.
Well, that reminds me of a time when our daughter was much the same age as David's son was then, and my husband went to watch a day of Test match cricket at Lord's. I had told our daughter that Daddy would be somewhere on the television screen as we were watching, and she suddenly pointed to the screen and said, "Daddy!" Unfortunately, she had chosen not someone in the crowd, but one of the players, and the player who was as unlike my husband as you could possibly imagine. I often wonder how little children's minds work.